So I was in Canberra on the weekend. Whatever.
What, doing a gig? Or you just go up there for fun?
Yeah, just drive six. And I drive because I don't want to get on a plane. So I like drive because you can stop at the bakeries and have a...
Of course you can. Ooh, so do you know that route for bakeries?
Yeah, Benalla was really good. Mm. There's a bakery in Benalla.
What'd you have?
I just had a chicken and salad roll and a wagon wheel.
Which is your standard.
Yeah.
And a wagon wheel. Good. Did you save the wagon wheel for a bit further up the road or did you go straight to 1-2?
I did 1-2, but actually saved some of it for that night because there was so much of it.
Yeah.
Great.
Kitty Flanagan and I talked about this. It's very hard to have food there waiting for you if it's in the car. If I've got a sandwich, I just look at it going, when can I eat that?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't leave it too long. I just got to eat it now.
Eat it now. In fact, yeah. I bought it, and then because it's 6.5 hours, I bought a big pack of salt and vinegar chips, and I saved some of them for later that night.
Oh, so you did the gig, and as you're doing the gig, you're thinking to yourself, half a wagon wheeled and some chips, and it doesn't get, and you're in Canberra, it doesn't get any better than that. You lay back, put them on your tummy, and you watch a bit of TV.
I watched the new Vikings series. It was great. Got an Aussie in it. Anyway, whatever. So it was real estate agents, and they were all really lovely people, but they had a white theme. You had to dress in white. And so the woman, Joe, who was lovely, said, so just get something white. If you've got cricket whites, you can wear cricket whites if you want. It's not posh or anything. Just wear whatever. Mm. So what do you reckon? I went to the costume shop. Didn't. What do you reckon? What fitted me in white?
Not KKK. No. That would be inappropriate.
I did think of that for a minute.
Umpire.
No.
Doctor, surgeon.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I tried on. Astronaut suit. Didn't fit. You can't be fat and be an astronaut. So the woman said at the costume shop, who's lovely, said, what about Elvis? We've got a great white Elvis suit here.
Oh, that is good.
And so I got in the Elvis costume and she gave me the bling, like the rings and the glasses and the necklaces and the...
Yep.
But the problem is I realized about a minute before I had to go on at the real estate agents, which I had to host...
As Elvis.
Was
you're painting a picture?
Yes, there's a lot of expectation with Elvis, and so they think
we've done it. You did Elvis on this podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So did you give a bit of that?
Thank you very much. But the problem is, and I've also got good hair for Elvis because I put that in a quiff, and then I walk out in my outfit, and people are like, oh wow, we've got an Elvis impersonator.
So they're expecting the full.
Like, shit, you're going to set my soul, Viva Las Vegas. So I just come and go, thank you very much. Yeah, how's it going, everybody? Oh, God, I realized I'd made a mistake.
No, I don't think you did.
Oh.
Because they were, but you know, whatever you turn up as, people don't expect you to do the full. Like, tell me, though, when you finished, did you say Elvis has left the building?
Oh, Jesus.
Elvis has left the building.
I really didn't think about it until about a minute before I went on.
That's all right.
And I was trying to think. I was busy Googling Elvis songs so I could change them to Canberra locations, like Viva Belconnen.
Oh, that's good.
Viva.
You've gone to some trouble.
And the baby dies. No, when the baby's crying goes unheard in Woden. But anyway, I got to say, the comment of the night, I met my one fan up there, Anthony, who... He listens to this podcast, and he got an award.
On the night. What was his white? What was he, an ice cream man?
Mr. Whippy? A lot of the guys just did white shorts, white shirt, and the girls were in dresses.
So no actual...
One of the young women was very funny. Had a wedding dress on. That was funny.
Oh, that's good.
The bride. I kept saying, here comes the bride.
Yeah.
But that me and her were probably the only two dressed up like that.
Yeah.
In a theme. And Anthony got his award, and he had his photo taken, and he just leaned into me, and he said... Why are you wearing an Elvis costume?
Well,
I told him what I told you. The astronaut one didn't fit.
And you went to some trouble. I mean,
I did go to some trouble.
Yeah, so you know, good for you. It's like that time I turned up, a bit similar, where I've told the stories before, where I was in New Zealand, which is a lovely place, but it was a bit weird. Turned up to a race course to an Uncle Arthur lookalike competition.
That's right.
And all the Uncle Arthurs weren't just in the audience. They were gathered in the middle of the race course.
Like a corral.
Yeah. So there was 30 Uncle Arthurs standing out in the middle of the race course with a little stage. And I had to go out as Uncle Arthur and talk to an audience of Uncle Arthurs. Would you please welcome the next Uncle Arthur? And someone would walk in and go, oh, I'm Uncle Arthur. No, I'm Uncle Arthur.
Was anyone better than you or?
Oh, well, they were all better.
Because you know, Charlie Chaplin came second in a lookalike competition.
No, to be honest, they weren't that good. No. And look, at you know. It's just
they got a Kiwi accent, eh, bro? Too. Hey, look at me, eh? Hey. Oh, here comes the music. I think. Thank you very much.
welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Anyway, hello to everyone in Canberra. Love Canberra. It's beautiful when you drive into that. I know people hang shit on Canberra. I really like it.
I don't mind being in Canberra.
Tell you what, though, driving around, geez, you take one wrong turn, you're in bloody somewhere. I ended up in ANU in the uni.
It's very clean, isn't it?
It's very clean. It's very,
I know.
Very quiet.
Yeah. And it seems like there's no, you don't see people living in the streets. You don't, there's no. Is there any graffiti? I don't think there is.
No, no graffiti, no.
There's no...
There's some beautiful buildings in the lake and stuff. Yeah, I quite like it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll move there.
Maybe
I'll move there.
Maybe when you go into politics. And yeah. You will at some stage.
Yeah.
You'll be... When you become Prime Minister,
mm.
would you live at the Lodge?
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to...
Kirribilli.
Kirribilli?
No.
That's, I don't like the look of that joint. I've been to the...
You've been to the Lodge?
Yeah, I worked with Bob Hawke.
That's right,
mate. I was the one that told him how to do a joke, and I'd won him. And I also said, put your cat on your lap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he had a cat there. I said, you got the open fire. We've got a cat over here. Put the cat on the lap. Because it was during a period where his ratings were dropping towards the end. And I had a friend for life.
Wow.
And we'd go to the commercial break, and all these minders would come over, and he would just – eyeball me going, is that all right?
I
give him the thumbs up and he goes, and then unfortunately I walked into the toilet and
Hazel
was in there. What the
First Lady of Australia.
Yeah. And I just thought I was king of the world and then it just plummeted back to earth. But anyway.
You interrupted Hazel on the toilet.
Well, she had just, but you know, it was fine, but yeah.
It was embarrassing.
She was pushing the button.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, because, you know, someone walked in on the toilet, me last night, I was at the studio, and you don't say anything. You just look and go, sorry.
Yeah, and keep moving.
Yeah, we all know. We all know what's going on.
We know what's happening in there.
As long as you're not doing, yeah, look, best left. Anyway, let's not talk about
it. Best left, yeah. Let's go to topics, and we've got to work out how they're related.
Yeah.
What are they, Sam?
Robert Kennedy and Scooby-Doo.
Bit of a political theme there. Robert Kennedy, who was John's brother.
Yes.
Who was also a politician, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He was the governor, attorney general. Was he not?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I assume. Yeah, you're right. He was.
Because it was the two of them that went big on organised crime, didn't they? And that's why he had problems with the Teamsters. What was his name?
Oh, the guy that Hoffa.
Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
And I only know that because I watched that You Paint Houses movie recently, Irishman.
So he set himself up with an enemy for life there.
Oh, and those guys. I mean, Robert Kennedy was killed, wasn't he? He was assassinated.
By Saran.
He's still in jail, that guy.
Yeah, still.
But he's up for parole.
Saran?
Yeah, I think you're right. Something like that.
It's like the Kate Langbrook's son, Lewis.
Saran.
You reckon his surname's Saran? And he's gone.
I don't know. Yeah, what happened there?
What are you going to call your son? Saran. Sorry? Saran. And they've written that down. Sorry, that's bad.
Well, I don't know much about Robert Kennedy. I knew that he had that kind of way of speaking, which they take the piss off in The Simpsons.
The mayor,
we must say that. He speaks in a monotone kind of.
I can't do it. Yeah.
That America must, you know.
Because his brother was... such a wonderful speaker.
Yeah.
He was so charismatic.
Mm.
And I guess, I mean, how many kids were there? There was,
well,
there was must have been eight, ten of them. And he, Robert Kennedy, had 11, I think.
11?
I think.
Who's the nutty son who goes on about vaccines? That's Robert Kennedy Jr., isn't it? Was that John Kennedy Jr.? And he's married. So there's one of the Kennedys who's like an outcast of the family who's an anti-vaxxer. Have you followed him?
No.
And he's outrageous, and the things he says are just like really nut, you know, nutso. But guess who he's married to? Cheryl from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Dun, 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 dun,
Cheryl.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Cheryl, the wife.
Larry's wife.
Well, that's it. Well, this is somehow related right there.
Can you imagine what Larry would say to Cheryl? Hey, how's your husband's little vaccination thing going?
I'm going to say it's not really working out. Yeah.
Because Cheryl has apologized on Twitter and stuff for her husband's statements.
Oh, she shouldn't have got involved. No, just let it,
let it rest.
Well, you're best if you don't, you know. But that's, I mean, imagine it, you know, a bit of bedtime talk must be hard for those two.
Oh, God, imagine. Yeah. The Kennedy name, though. I remember John Kennedy, Diana Light playing. They seem to have a risk-taking thing, the Kennedys. Do you reckon?
But the Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr., he was the really good-looking one that died in the plane accident.
Well, was that the one who died in the plane accident?
Yes.
Yeah. He was flying the plane, wasn't he?
I don't know.
There was one of them flew the plane. I think it was John Kennedy Jr. He flew the plane.
Yeah. I know that, isn't there like the Kennedy curse or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, where there's so many of them been lost. I mean, how many were, I hate to say it, but two were assassinated. I don't know about others.
Yeah.
And then there was the one, there's the one that.
Teddy Kennedy.
He's still around politics.
Chappaquiddick, yeah, the Chappaquiddick controversy.
What was that?
Where he was in a car with a young girl and the young girl drowned.
Oh, yeah.
And he left the scene or something.
Yeah, I've seen that documentary. I can't remember. God, I guess if you had 11 kids, there's a pretty good chance that, you know.
Well, Robert Kennedy had 11 himself, didn't he? 11.
Well, Robert Kennedy. John Kennedy. Did Robert Kennedy have 11? That's what I thought.
He had 11, yeah. I think so. God, that's a lot of kids. Unless they probably had servants though and maids, but with
those very rich. The father was very wealthy.
He wanted to be a politician too. Yeah.
So he we've talked about it before, but JFK had medical problems, didn't he?
Yes.
He was quite a sick.
Don't know if Robert had medical problems.
No.
I don't know much about Robert Kennedy, except he was very well loved, and he was very well loved by Black Americans too.
He seemed like a good soul, but he really stood up against it for civil rights, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
The Black Americans loved him.
Yeah, and he really, you know, they really tried to take. He took on Jimmy Hoffa in that brought him in to do that Senate thing where they sit down. Which I find amazing. Everyone just sits around. And everyone's just there, and they're having a crack at each other. So it feels quite unofficial, but maybe that's the way to do it. But
You watched Succession when Cousin – have you watched Succession?
We watched a bit of it. We just find the characters – we found the characters a bit unlikable, but I guess they have to be unlikable.
They're all unlikable.
The Australian girl.
Sarah Snook.
Very good.
Incredible. And Macaulay Culkin's brother's incredible too. But Cousin Greg – Cousin Greg's he's like the comic relief. He goes into one of those Senate hearings. It's very funny when he has to speak.
And did you watch all of it, the whole lot?
Yeah. The last series I didn't like that much because, I don't know, it was just a bit too
much. I'm out of my own here because most people I know.
Most people love it.
Love it. It must get better than the second series.
Second series is great. But you know why? It's written by a comedy writer who was the guy who wrote Peep Show. So that's
really?
Why. It's, you know, we like to think he's one of us. You know. It's got a sense of humor to it, that's for sure.
Anyway,
Robert Kennedy. Well, let's talk about Scooby-Doo. Oh. Don't you love Scooby? I love Scooby-Doo.
Okay, I got a confession to make.
You never watched it?
I don't reckon I ever watched a full episode of Scooby-Doo. I found it a bit like the Partridge Family. A bit nice people doing... like the Archies. Remember the Archies?
Yeah.
American... Because what Scooby-Doo, they would
solve... I love the Archie comics.
They would solve mysteries, would they not?
Yeah.
And they had a dog called Scooby-Doo.
You're Scooby-Doo.
So how would they...
Scooby-Snacks. Scooby-Snacks.
How would it unfold? Every week.
Okay, so they drive around in the van. It's got a special name, the van.
Yeah.
It's called the Anyway, I used to love Scooby-Doo. And they would come to a town and there'd be like ghosts in the town hall.
And they'd be called in, would they?
They just seemed to turn up and help. Yeah, and then of course it was always the mayor and the famous statement. It was always the mayor with sheets on his head or something. And he always would say, "I would have got away with this if it wasn't for you meddling kids." That's what he used to say.
Scooby-Doo. And the dog could sort of talk.
Yeah, sort of like that.
I do know a bit of trivia.
Shaggy, there's Shaggy. He looked like a stoner, Shaggy. Thelma.
Oh, you're good.
Thelma was the nerdy kind of one.
Daphne
was, I'm getting it mixed up. There's the attractive one. And there was a good looking guy.
Because there was a movie.
Oh, there's several movies.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, there's one short one with a girl with dark glasses.
Yeah.
And then there was the guy, a good looking tall guy.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was the goofy one, the kind of the Jughead, the Shaggy.
Yeah.
Who's my favorite?
And do you know why the dog was called Scooby Doo? I know this. I do know this.
Why?
It was, I don't know why he did it, but it's based on Frank Sinatra riffing. Scooby Dooby Doo.
Really? Dun, 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 dun. Gotta learn something. That's like somehow related right there. What's the connection between Scooby-Doo and Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Scooby, Scooby-Doo.
Scooby. I mean, that's what you do. It's called scat. Is that what it's called? When you just when you sing words that sound like an instrument.
I heard a really interesting thing about Frank Sinatra. That guy who's the brother in Ray Romano, you know, the really tall guy.
Yes.
He plays his brother.
He's the policeman?
Yes, and he's toured here before. He's a comic.
Yeah.
And he used to go on tour as Frank's support act.
Did he? As doing what?
Doing comedy. Because you know in the old days they would have a singer and a comedian together.
Yeah.
And he said the thing with Frank was that if he went too long, Frank would just pull the mic lead.
It would shake a bit.
Yeah, it would. Well, it's like pulling your mic lead now. It would pull the mic out of your hand kind of a little bit.
Get off.
That's a great tip.
You reckon?
Pull the mic lead. I was obviously passive aggressive, but.
But having said that, in some rooms they have a light up the back. You just get flashed.
Yeah, but some people don't see the light. Oh, I didn't see the light.
They don't see the light.
And some rooms used to play music too.
I was on stage once and I'd heard about the light and I thought I saw the light. So I got off, but I saw the wrong light. The wrong light went on. I went, you didn't do long. I went, you flashed me. He goes, yeah, but not that light. It's that light.
I did a gig the other night and the woman said, what time do you want the light? And I said, oh, how long is this? About 50 minutes. Give me one at 10. And she goes, I'll give you one at 10. Then I'll give you one at 15. But when I saw the light, I go, is that the 10 one or the 15? What's going on?
But don't you have a buzzer in your pocket?
This story was told the other day about me on radio. When I'm doing a gig where there's a lot of time pressure or I don't want to hang around, I put my alarm on in my pocket.
So it goes,
and then it just buzzes. So I'm on stage going, so you know, I walk down the shop and ding, ding, anyway, I got to go. Thank you. Good night.
The audience don't hear it.
No, they don't.
But
hear
it buzzes them. And doesn't your wife sometimes text you on stage saying you swear too much?
You swear too much. That's
right. And what is she expecting you to do?
Oh, it was a kinder benefit. Anything great. 4-year-olds couldn't handle the F-bomb.
What's wrong with these kids?
They're no parents.
Seriously.
But anyway, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Scooby-Doo.
Who did the did? Remember,
it was Hanna-Barbera.
Casey Kasem was involved. He was one. He was the voice of.
Was he the good-looking one?
Casey Kasem was top 40 with Casey Kasem.
Oh, I remember that. We've got a letter here.
Huge in the 70s?
70s, maybe early 80s. We have a letter here from Diane who writes, Dear Casey, my husband is in jail.
Yeah.
And you like
I
to play.
I want to dedicate this song.
Here's a bit of My Little Angel for.
And he was one of the voices of one of the characters. I don't know.
Freddy, maybe? Freddy, I think, was one of the Scooby-Doo characters.
And then there was a movie. So the movie, was it a cartoon or was it that they have actors?
Oh, no, it had actors and it was filmed on the Gold Coast because it had one of my favourite actresses. It had the woman from Freaks and Geeks. And she played Thelma, I think.
Was Jodie Foster in it? She was in one of them.
Really? Jodie Foster was in the Scooby-Doo movie?
Why am I thinking that?
Scooby-Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't think they had any really big names in the Scooby-Doo movie. They might have had like one of those Disney kind of actors in it, I think, by memory.
And was it based on anything? As in, was it based on...
a cartoon or, a comic book or...
I
think it was because it was like the 60s. And it was kind of, they were kind of like Shaggy and that represented the kind of the hippies.
Right.
I believe. It was like a sanitized version of the hippies. But even though you had him in the van, and the van was a bit, you know, it was a combi wagon.
Yeah.
So it was a bit hippie-ish. But you had two very straight people as well, you know what I mean, who were sort of like Christians, or you know, the two straight guys in the van.
So as a kid, were you ever watching going, he loves her? She loves him.
Yeah.
And did you ever think about maybe what's happening in the back of the van without getting – is that what the inference was?
Oh, definitely when you're a teenager, you think Shaggy's on the bongs for sure. Because he's like, hey, man, what's going on? Give some Scooby snacks. Yeah, so I'm sure there were stand-ups just in the
70s. Like Petticoat Junction at the start where they threw their underpants over the water thing.
Yeah.
You imagine them in the nude.
Of course.
So, I mean, back in those days. So I'm just, because when you think of it, in our day we had, what sort of van was it? Did it have a bed in the back?
That's a really good question. They must have seats in the back of the van because the dog was
in there.
But
there was no windows, was there? It wasn't like a van. It was like a sliding door van.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was like what they call a whiz bang. They call it in Queensland.
That's right. Because it goes
whiz bang.
Yeah.
Kenny Flanagan told me that. I didn't know that.
It goes whiz bang. Yeah. Which, and then for some reason, why did she? So she called and she loved the Whiz Bang Theatre Company, which is a sketch I did with Michael Beach.
Yeah. She called it Whiz Bang.
So there was no, because you just get the feeling if they're driving around.
There'd be a mattress in the back.
And
they'd do shifts. One would sleep and then one would drive, then one would sleep.
Because I came from the era when a,
The dog was huge, though.
But it's a big dog, was it?
Scooby-Doo. Yeah, big dog.
See, now I don't want to think about that. Now I don't want to think about it anymore.
Scooby's got to go to the toilet. Stop the van. Too late. Scooby-Doo.
Well, I came from an era of surfing at paddle vans.
Oh, yeah.
Sandman.
Yeah,
the Sandman. Sandman written right across the back.
And the lunar landscape.
Remember, yeah.
Yeah, that lunar landscape.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember a guy saying, yeah, I'm getting a lunar landscape on the side.
That's a joke I used to do a bit with one of my first characters. I'd say, you know, he was a tough guy. And I got a Sandman. And because they used to have murals on the
murals. The lunar landscape. Yeah.
I got one of Egypt. So I've got a giant sphincter on the side of my van that looks really. Quality joke back, that'd have been circa 1983.
That'd still go well.
Yeah,
that's right. You could get on this. There was obviously a choice. You could get like a seaside thing, an Egypt.
What do you call that?
Moon.
Planets. What do they call that sort of painting? Airbrush. And you could have all sorts of angels or just a big breaking wave on the side of the car.
And the stickers on the back.
And
what
then
they
you
say?
Have the full set. If it's not rocking, don't go.
If it's rocking, don't bother knocking. Don't laugh. Your daughter is in here.
And inside, they would have like maybe they'd have the bed and then they have a sound system.
Oh, yeah, sound system.
Yeah, and then they'd often, some of them have like a little shelves and stuff that were mirrored. They have a pot plant or something in there.
Yes.
And you go, and they would, I mean, guys would come down for the weekend
and sleep in them.
And they were everywhere. And I walked past someone the other day who was doing exactly, we went for a swim early down the beach, and there were two girls. They backed it right up against the in the car park at the beach, and they'd open up the back. They'd obviously slept in the back, and I felt weird because I walked. It was all open, but no one was around. I looked, and there they were sitting in bed. I felt bad. I'm going. I'm sorry. I'm not a perv, but
You're right here.
So I apologize. And they're just lying in bed, you know, on their phones, and it was just a bit weird. But people could go weeks, and they would, you know, have a counter meal.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have a little
use the local toilets.
Yep.
Have a shower at the surf club. Whatever.
See, my brother, who I swim with most mornings when I'm down the coast, he has a little outdoor shower that he puts up on the back of the car.
Oh, wow.
Brings a bit of hot water, fills it up.
Sorted.
Yep. And it's all, you know.
He's not nutty in the car park, is he?
No, he's not.
You got arrested. You get arrested.
Yeah. No.
Did you hear about the washing repair man in the local paper?
It is nice, though, a bit of hot water after the cold water.
Oh, man, I often say to the kids, what's better than going into the surf or the hot shower afterwards?
Yeah, the hot shower is
pretty good.
Yeah, and you can lose a lot of water trying to get yourself warm, but
Dad has to have the first one. That's the rule in the house.
Yeah, don't take all the hot water, Dad. You know?
No, Dad has the first one because he's got to cook the lunch or the dinner. So, well, I know what you can say about Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
It was very successful, obviously, because it's gone on. They still talk about it.
People still talk about it. The song was good.
What sort of dog was it?
I was a big, a Great Dane, maybe.
Great Dane, yes, I reckon you're right, yeah.
But the song was great. If you hear the original Scooby-Doo song, there's a lot of...
Well, maybe we could have that as thinking music.
Scooby, Scooby-Doo, where are you? It's a great song.
I wouldn't mind hearing
Robert
speak.
RFK. And then a bit of the Scooby song.
Can we do a double?
Yeah, we'll do a mashup.
We haven't done a mashup.
Mashup.
So we hear a bit... So, Sam, if we could have Robert Kennedy... giving one of his heartfelt speeches about America,
injustice,
and then go across to
Scooby-Doo.
We should go Scooby-Doo second.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, definitely Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
This is a day of affirmation, a celebration of liberty. We stand here in the name of freedom. At the heart of that Western freedom and democracy is the belief that the individual man, the child of God, is the touchstone of value, and all society, all groups and states exist for that person's benefit. Therefore, the enlargement of liberty for individual human beings must be the supreme goal and the abiding practice of any Western society. The first element of this individual liberty is the freedom of speech, the right to express and communicate ideas.
Are you? You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that feeling.
That's great. Man, you're right. It is very catchy.
I feel like I'm back at home and Mitchum sitting on the poof watching Scooby-Doo Saturday morning. He used to love it. He used to love it. Sitting on the poof. We just had the one heater. You know, the one heater in the lounge room.
Oh, we only had one heater. And we had five bar things on it, five squares. Normal was three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two was, but five, rarely had five on because that really pumped it out.
We had an oil heater where the guy would turn up with his oil truck and put the oil in it to a big tank in the backyard.
Well, for years we only had the log fire. And then we eventually got a gas heater. That was big deal, but it was only the one in the whole house.
But that gave you a great opportunity to sing that song, Put Another Log on the Fire.
Yeah. And you would be lying there because I've still got a poof.
Oh, I've been clearing out Mum and Dad's house, and there's a poof there if you want it. Do you want another poof? You want a spare poof?
And I don't say that like it's Graham Kennedy's blankety blanks. I have got one, and I've got it underneath the coffee table.
And you like it?
It stays there, and then I don't use it all the time. And then I go, oh, it's poof time.
My wife uses another word for it. We've got like it's like a poof, but it's got like little legs on it, so it's more a
That's
another word, isn't it? Yeah, we'll think about it.
I don't know. And it's like a little, we've got one too, and it's a little sitting table.
Yeah, and it's in, it's cushioned. You can
So it's kind of like
the kids occasionally put their plates on it. You're like, it's not for putting plates on, it's for feed or
it's
sitting on.
It's a stiffer poof.
A settee. A settee? Is it a settee?
I remember you had a nest of tables. Remember those? You have a table, then a table underneath, and a table underneath it.
Oh, yes.
And then, that was very classy. Yeah. I'm sure the younger listeners are loving this. Anyway, I don't know what there is a name for it, and maybe
we'll find it one day. What's your answer?
Look, mine's going to be pretty obvious. I reckon the mayor, who I've just learned about, when you said the mayor comes to, they always go, and
always the mayor.
Yeah, I reckon he was based on Robert Kennedy.
Well, he's not a regular character, but there would be a similar character every, it'd be a mayor or a local politician. I was going to say similar. I reckon one of the Scooby-Doo characters was based on Robert Kennedy, not Shaggy or obviously Scooby, but the straight guy. I think it's Freddy's name is Freddy.
Right.
I think because he was like upstanding kind of citizen type.
Right.
Well,
right.
Sam, tell us the answer.
Scooby-Doo was created in a strategic and cultural shift in public media after the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. The characters were purposely never in any mortal danger, and children's programming was more friendly as a result of measures announced by Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oh, that he's done a good thing, really. I mean, I'm just trying to think what the violent ones were.
Interesting. So, you know, Robert Kennedy had an influence even when he had passed away. Amazing.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Do you reckon this show would make a cartoon series?
Yeah, sure.
Because what would be, it would start here, wouldn't it?
Yes.
We'd start here and we'd finish the podcast. And then would it be to do with the topics or would we go on an adventure? Would that take us to somewhere?
Yeah, I reckon we'd go on an adventure. Yeah, we could be a cartoon.
Yeah, and then we'd go to, how would we do Robert Kennedy?
Well, Robert Kennedy, we would be there sitting, watching one of his speeches, and then we'd go to Scooby-Doo. We'd be in the show. You know, we'd be in Scooby-Doo.
And are we trying to find the connection?
Yeah, and we're trying to find the connection, and we talk to Scooby, and he goes,
Sam would be played by, she'd be real, would she?
I still reckon she'd be a voice.
Just a voice.
A robot voice. Maybe a robot.
No, she's going to be a robot. She's got to have some.
Some personality.
Personality. Mm-kay. Who would play that? Who'd be good at that?
Cate Blanchett. Let's go for the top. Cate Blanchett.
I think she'd go for that.
I think she'd.
Cate, yep. Got an offer from Melbourne.
Oh, Nicole Kidman. If we can't get Cate, then we'll go to Nicole Kidman.
Nicole's good. Sigrid Thornton.
Sigrid?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe think local. Do we see any local actresses around? See the woman who appeared in one episode of Prisoner. I could get her. She works down the shops.
I think she did.
She'd be good. Did she knock her back?
I think she'd knock her back. Oh, it'd be good, though. And the theme that would be words to the theme that we have on this show.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow related, Glenn and Dave. Two topics, how'd they work it out? Noble moment. No, I think we should go.
He's still listening. We lost him with that.
We lost him. Bye.